everyone. Welcome to the best podcast in the planet, Kickstart, where we will be talking about interesting ideas, topics, and answer questions that we as young people may have. My name is Christopher. I'm 21 years old and a university student from Cape Town. I am joined here today by Shantae.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shantae. I'm 18 years old and I'm a volunteer at church.
Today, we will be discussing the topic, membership in a local church is important. And to start us off, I'd like to read Hebrews 10 verse 25 in the TPT. It says, "This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning." That pretty much sums up what we will be discussing today.
Indeed. You know, God has created security systems for us, which is the church. And the church is a family where you are guided, strengthened, and protected in your faith. So, you know, if you move away from that, then you are making yourself vulnerable for Satan to attack you.
I like what you said about the security system, and Pastor Chris was speaking about that in one of the TiVos, which is a daily devotional, and he was speaking about how a wild animal will stalk its prey before attacking, and how it will wait for that one animal to wander off, like what you were saying, Shantae. That animal will wander off from the herd, and this illustrates how there is security in numbers, exactly like what you were saying. There's a security system that God has created inside the church.
And a practical way to think about it is, in God's design, children are placed under guardians and teachers until they mature. The Bible says in Galatians 4 verse 1 to 2 in the King James Version, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father." So, the same principle applies spiritually. You are planted in church to grow to maturity in your Christian walk. You are able to learn from people that have walked this walk longer than you. You are guided by them. You know, they act as support. So they show you through the word how to walk. And that is important for being in church.
And those are referred to as your tutors and your governors. And just in that scripture, the child there, it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with your age, but more your spiritual maturity and how much you know of the word of God. And so, yes, you may have received this glorious inheritance called Christ, but you are still a minor and under guardians, and this can only be found inside the church. I'd just like to read something that Pastor Chris shared in one of the TiVos, and he said, "Some say that you don't need to be a member of a church, just serve God generally and you'll be fine. Others spread the idea that you can be raised by listening to different preachers on the internet. What they're trying to do is attempt to pull these Christians out of the security system that God created for them, thereby exposing them to satanic attacks." Pastor O also says that the structures that God has set in His Word are important, that they have to be used for the purpose for which the Lord set them. You not only grow in the church, but also learn and participate in ministry to others. So yes, although being at home and reading your Bible alone is good, it's not the best way, and it's not the way God designed. And there's many people that believe they don't have to go to church, they can just serve God in a general way and at home read their Bible and pray to them just at home. But that's not the way God designed it. God designed, like you said in the beginning, the security system which is inside the church. It's not so that you can serve God generally and follow many different preachers. That's not the way that God designed it. And if you look at the things of God, they're very ordered, very orderly. There's an order and a structure and a system with the things of God. So that means there's a reason behind doing it. So why not follow that specific reason which God intended for the church? Why not follow what He's intended for you and reap the benefits of that exactly?
Yes, you know, I'm a product of this. So when I was in high school, I always loved the Lord, and I went to church as often probably not as often as I should have, but I went to church. I was also hopping from churches and, you know, trying to find a place where I belonged. But the minute I got involved with friends, they started saying, you know, why don't we make plans on a Sunday? Why don't we, you know, go out or have a team building? And I really enjoyed sport, and sport was also one thing that kept me from church. So the minute I decided I don't want to do those things, I'm choosing to go to church because that's where my heart is when I realized that church is not just about attending. It's actually about belonging. It's about how God wants to protect you, you know?
And I like, you know, just going back to your point of not just attending church, but actually being members. And it goes to the part of our actual topic, a membership in church. You know, in my life as well, I can attest to that from since I was a young boy. I grew up in church, but there was a part of my life where I wasn't fully living for God. I wasn't fully sold out for God. And I would attend church on a Sunday and, you know, go back in the week, and I wasn't living my life fully sold out. And as soon as I started going all out for the Lord, I started attending church, I started becoming an active member inside the church, I found my purpose in life. I found fulfillment in my life. You know, all the things that I was doing and participating in where I wasn't living fully for the Lord, I didn't feel this same fulfillment that I felt inside the church. And in the church, I've grown, I've matured, and you know, I've reaped the benefits of being inside the church. So I'd like to pose to our listeners, if you are currently not attending a church, I would encourage you, find a local spirit-filled church. And if you don't know one to go to, find a Christ Embassy nearby. And this will help you grow in your own life. And now is the most important time to get to church. There is a preparation process that needs to take place in your life. And it's personal. The Bible says, work out your own salvation, which shows that it's personal. And Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Don't fool yourself. Whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it, it does not dispute the fact that it is true. Jesus said that he is coming back, and he hasn't lied about anything. So yes, I would encourage you, listeners, find a spirit-filled church and grow in the things of God. Understand the security system that he has instilled inside the church and reap the benefits of it. Like Shantae said and I said, we are both testimonies of God's design and God's system that is put in place. So that is all from our side. It's been awesome on this podcast of Kickstart, and we look forward to talking to you guys soon again.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to know more about the Limitless Teens Church, or if you'd like to get your copy of the TiVo Daily Devotional, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Google Play Store or Apple App Store today.